Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, what's up, bitch hat? It's me, Dick Blade Battle, Aris from the forums. For this week, I guess, I want to ask, did you guys have a booger wall or something like that when you were a kid? You're like, you had a stuffy nose in the middle of the night and you didn't want to get up and blow it. So you just sort of like picked the booger out and wiped it on the wall or the windowsill or something like that. I did that when I was a kid. What's your favorite Christmas movie? I'm watching Jingle All the Way right now and I'm pretty sure that's the best Christmas movie ever made ever. That's about it. Okay, bye.
All right.
Hey, all right. A new voicemail.
Yeah. Boogers.
Boogers on the wall.
You go. Take it away.
Well, speaking of boogers, I'm a little sick right now.
Nice.
But, I never had a booger wall.
I didn't have a booger wall either. Seems kind of dumb to me.
Yeah.
Like, kids do dumb things anyway. And to be honest, I was a gross, dumb little kid. I never had a booger wall, but I would occasionally when I was pretty young, like pick my nose and then sneak and like wipe it underneath the couch or like
somewhere where
in a corner somewhere would. On the carpet, like it where, you know, you'll never notice it.
Yeah.
Or just shit like that. But I never like wiped it on the, I definitely didn't wipe it in the same fucking place every time. Like, that's just begging to get caught.
Yeah, I've been guilty as a kid wiping it, you know, like you said, in places nobody would find it, like under the couch, like where it almost meets the floor. Nobody's going to check.
Exactly.
That.
Yeah. Little kids are gross and they do stuff like that. But I was
stupid
for being a gross, dumb little kid. I was smart enough to hide it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine like wiping it on the wall. I had my cousin. I never did this. Never, ever. My cousin, when he was little and he's considerably younger than me, he once came up to me. Picked his nose right in front of me, had a big old nasty booger on his finger, opened his mouth, stuck his tongue out, and wiped it on his tongue.
Oh, fuck.
And ate it. And he did it right, like, looking me in the eyes like he was challenging me or something.
Jesus.
I wasn't accepting that challenge.
Yeah, that's, I never ate my boogers.
I challenge you to a booger-eating contest. Well, you fucking win, stupid. He was kind of a dumb little kid, too. And he was huge. He was like, he had to be like 4.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, he probably weighed as much as I did. And he was like 4 feet tall, which isn't tall for a human, like an adult human being, but for a 4-year old. Like,
Jesus.
He's enormous. And his head was the size of a watermelon.
He sounds like the kind of kid that they put in a movie, you know, specifically for that kind of little douchebag that eats his boogers.
When he was even younger than that, and you kind of can't blame him for this, except I don't know any other kid who ever did it.
Yeah.
He was at my grandparents' house one time, and he was in a high chair, and they, like, left the room for 2 seconds and came back or something or turned their head, and all of a sudden it looked like somebody had given him a piece of chocolate cake or something, because he had just, it looked like chocolate all over his face.
Yeah.
Like he'd just been like burying his face in a piece of chocolate cake, except that nobody had given him anything, even remotely like a chocolate cake.
Oh, man.
Turns out he was scooping shit out of his diaper and smearing it all over his face. Like I said, you can kind of be excused if you're young enough to be in a high chair, but wow. Like,
damn.
I don't know anybody else who, like, maybe if you were really little, maybe you could, you know, maybe there was one time you reached into your diaper and did something, but he smeared
Never.
It on his face.
Like, fuck. That sounds like he's, you know, mentally fucked up.
I don't know what he's like now. Now he's like
prison.
An adult, basically. Yeah. So, yeah, probably. I know he's still huge. Last time I saw him, he was enormous. He's like twice as wide as I am, but not like, I mean, he is kind of chubby. Like, he is fat, but not like, it's not fat. It's like if you took a regular person and like stretch them like in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like his head is like an oval, like on its side.
Weird.
He's enormous.
Wow.
Yeah, I never had a booger wall.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can think of like gross that you did as a kid?
Well, I wanted to bring up my brother had a wall of spank.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's not in the same sense as a booger wall.
Okay,
not like,
all right.
Not like he had a wall that he would jerk off onto and, like, he had a collection of splotches, like a fucking Rorschach psych test all over the wall.
But
he had a wall covered in clippings from porn mags,
yeah,
and like catalogs and, you know, pictures of like chicks in bikinis or naked chicks.
Yeah.
And then at one point he like got embarrassed by it or something and drew bikinis on all the naked chicks.
Yeah.
What was behind that? What caused that?
I think it was because my mom would, you know, go into the basement. So he drew,
which was where his room was. Like he had the whole basement as his room.
Yeah, the whole basement. Yeah. So he drew over. He drew like with a Sharpie bikinis over all the chicks. Yeah,
that'll trick her.
Yeah, like you could totally see through it.
It's like we were talking about last episode. Like when people censor words on TV, and all they do is cut out the vowel sound.
Yep.
She's gonna know what it was.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
But yeah, nothing that comes to mind as far as.
I can't think of anything else gross I did like that. Like
I was a pretty good kid, so.
I did some dumb stuff. Like I used to, this isn't gross, well, it might be gross to some people.
Yeah.
I used to swallow my toothpaste because I didn't know any better. For some reason, I guess nobody actually taught me to brush my teeth. They just handed me a toothbrush and said, here you go.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You were that kid.
But I would brush my teeth and it was normal and it was minty and it went in my mouth. I just assumed I was supposed to swallow it when I was done. And I did. And I never had any problems, but at some point I found out you're not supposed to do that and that it could make you sick. And so I stopped. But
yeah, if I swallow toothpaste or I think I'm allergic to fluoride maybe, because every time I brush my teeth, if some like gets near the back of my throat, I start feeling like I'm going to puke. So if I did that as a kid, I'd be puking everywhere.
I don't know. Something I think maybe fluoride. I don't know if you're allergic to it because it'll make anybody sick. Like, you know how you get the fluoride treatments at the dentist?
Yeah.
Like they put those trays in your mouth full of fluoride. Cool. If you swallow that shit, it'll make you sick. So maybe you're just slightly more sensitive to it than I am.
That must be it. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, like, I don't think I did anything really gross like that. Like I didn't, I'm sure
some
I like
stupid shit, but not anything gross. Yeah.
I'm sure I like shit my pants when I was a kid, but it's not like I did it on purpose and then like finger painted with it.
You know? Jesus. But, favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah. That's a hard one because most Christmas movies are bad.
All the ones that come to mind, like you said, are the bad ones, the ones you never want to see again.
When we were talking before the show, I was trying to think of some, and all I could think of was like old ones, like Miracle on 34th Street.
Gay.
Or here's one. The Christmas Story, or a Christmas, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
The one with the kid with the Red Ryder BB gun or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that movie.
Not a big fan either.
But everybody else I know, other than you, loves that fucking movie.
It. And they play it every fucking year.
And they, like, what is it, like TBS or something plays it all day long on Christmas Day?
Oh.
Like, it's the only thing on?
Yeah. Pisses me off.
It doesn't piss me off because...
You can change the channel.
I just don't watch TBS that day, but...
But I love TBS.
It's such a fucking horrible... Well, it's not horrible. I mean, it's well made, I guess, but it reminds me of... Old people.
Yeah, the humor and...
And it's... The setting is, you know, when an old person was a kid.
Like
the narrator is an old person. And the fucking voice of the narrator, I don't know who narrated it, but he... It reminds me of something, and I think it might be these Smucker's commercials, like Smucker's grape jelly or whatever. With a name like Smucker's,
it's got to be good.
It
has to be good.
He's got this, like, old man voice, like he's... Like he's chewing on jelly while he's talking. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like his mouth is full of goo while he's talking. And I wanted that Red Ryder BB gun. And the humor, like the jokes and stuff that everybody thinks are hilarious is like a kid getting his tongue stuck to a pole.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's this, I don't get it for the same reason I don't get Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Which is another thing that like Charles Schulz is praised as this fucking genius. It's just a depressing comic about kids doing stuff that kids don't do, like playing stickball or whatever. Yeah. I don't know if they played stickball in Charlie Brown. I know he always tried to kick the football and never did.
Ooh. Yeah,
and it's just dumb. I don't know. So there's that.
Yeah.
As far as Christmas movies that I like, one that I used to watch a lot when I was a kid, I have no real desire to see it again now, although I would watch it, I guess, if it came on. But one was Christmas Vacation.
That I would say is my favorite, yeah.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
I think I like that one because it's not like a family movie. It's not like a G-rated, like, heartwarming,
I hate fuck those me movies.
Movie.
Yeah, they're so faggoty. I don't know. I hate them.
I Yeah, like I said, Christmas movies in general, I just don't have a thing for. Like, I liked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when I was a little kid, but I've watched it as an adult, and it's I get bored halfway through.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit about Christmas that's just meant for kids. Like, a lot of the music played where I work, it's just Frosty the Snowman. You know, like, little kids are like, yay, but it's just...
Plus, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a kid, I didn't really get it. Like, I knew, you know, at a certain point, all the other reindeer were being dicks.
Yeah.
But, and so I felt bad at that point, but then when everything turned good again, I was just like, yay. But basically, the bottom line is, everybody hates Rudolph because of his fucking red nose, which is no big deal, but they all hate him. And then all of a sudden they like him because he's useful.
Yep.
Like, that's the only reason they like him again.
And he's like, yeah, cool. I'll, you know, stick around and lead the pack of dicks.
It's not like they learned over time that, like, not to judge a book by his by its cover.
Yeah.
Because it turns out Rudolph's kind of a cool guy. Like, that's not it at all. They just suddenly had a use for him and now he's okay.
Yeah.
Even Santa hated Rudolph.
Rudolph, that horrible nose.
Fuck off, Santa.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And the elf that wanted to be a dentist.
Jesus.
Everybody
that was
hates
so
him
fucking
too.
Annoying.
Yeah, well, it's
I want to be a dentist.
It's annoying, but it's again, it's like, I want to do something that not everybody else is doing, and everybody fucking hates him for it until he becomes useful. When he pulls the bumble, when he pulls his tooth, all of a sudden he's useful and everybody likes him.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Stupid movie. You were saying the Tim Allen Santa Claus?
Oh, the Santa Claus?
Yeah.
It's okay. I could watch it. It's watchable. I don't care much for the sequels.
Yeah. They kind of
spun it all off into stupid land.
It had a lot of stupid humor in it. I couldn't enjoy it. I couldn't, but...
The thing about the Santa Claus, though, that I find amusing is that basically, not in the very beginning, but basically it starts out with Santa Claus dying in an accident. Yeah. He's trying to deliver presents and he dies.
Right away.
And nobody gives a fuck. Like, all they care about is this fucking business card that says, like, you are now Santa Claus. And
yeah.
Like,
that is
they just point. They notice Santa's dead and then they're just like, oh, well, they just keep going. Like, nothing ever happened. And they never talk about
Nobody's losing their shit over it.
And he gets to
Santa dies.
Like, he gets to the North Pole and becomes the new Santa, and nobody at the North Pole who actually knows Santa gives a fuck. Like, really?
That is pretty fucked up.
It's kind of
I didn't really think about that.
A lot of these Christmas movies have weird, unintentional messages.
Yeah.
Like, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing, basically the message is, ostracize everyone who's different from you unless you have a use for them.
Yes.
I guess the message of the Santa Claus is, people die, don't give a shit. I don't really know. Oh, plus in the Santa Claus, by the end of it, like the adults are all kind of not vilified, but sort of treated almost like villains because like, or they're just jaded. They don't believe in Santa anymore.
Oh, that shit. Oh, I hate that.
But then by the end of it, they do believe in Santa again.
Yeah.
Which is just going to fuck with a kid's head when he finally realizes, wait, no, Santa isn't real.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's just going to be confusing. Like, all of a sudden, these adults have been convinced to believe in Santa again.
Yeah, it's magical.
But that's wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't like that.
So, like, if a little kid all of a sudden starts finding evidence that Santa isn't real, like you talked about your coworker's little girl who just swears Santa's real, even though they keep telling her he's not. Like, maybe she saw the Santa Claus, realized all these adults are full of shit because they just don't believe because they're assholes and they're jaded. So she's like, no, you can't trick me.
Yeah.
I saw the Santa Claus.
You just don't believe.
I'm going to convince you, Dad.
Yeah, that sucks. But did you saw the Home Alone movies, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess those are Christmas movies, aren't they?
Yeah, they just came to mind, yeah. I kind of liked those at the time.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
They were good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, all right.
Yeah.
I really wanted that, the Talk Boy from Home Alone 2.
I remember that. Yeah.
And they sold those, but, like, I guess it was like a product tie-in, although I didn't really realize that at the time. Like, at the time, I thought they had this prop in the movie and then somebody had the genius idea of making a toy out of it.
Yeah.
But I kind of think it was probably like an intentional marketing tie, like it was somebody was making this toy and they were like, hey, put this in your movie.
Oh, it had to be, I'm sure.
But
I remember it not being the same thing. I felt ripped off. I didn't get it. I think my brother got it.
I think it was the same. I never had one.
Similar idea. It just didn't work the way I thought it would.
It might not have worked as well.
Hi, kids. But we're home early.
Yeah, that was the commercial.
Yeah, the commercial. Everybody probably remembers
that. Which sounded retarded. Like, it didn't sound like an adult at all. It sounded like somebody making a ransom call or something, maybe.
Hi, kids. We're home early.
Oh, shit. It's my dad. He's retarded. He sounds like that.
Yeah. But I did like Home Alone, like the whole, you know, getting back at the parents. Because at the time, parents were fucking stupid. They were evil. They never got it.
You just don't get it, Dad. That still is kind of a theme in kids' movies. Like, the parents are always clueless and the kids. It did seem like it was a bigger thing back then, though. Like,
Do you remember? In the 80s.
I don't remember what the fuck it was called, but there was this movie. I think Jennifer Love Hewitt was in it, but she was young at the time.
Yeah.
And they kidnapped their parents. Like, they locked their parents up in the basement.
I didn't see that one.
You don't remember that?
No.
I don't remember what the fuck it was called, but they tied their parents up and locked them in the basement or something like that. And then just the rest of the time, they're just running the show. The kids are running the show. I don't remember why they did it either. Like, I'm sure they had a reason. Yeah. Probably not a good one. But
but yeah. I can't think of any other. All I wanted to say was I absolutely hate, like, heartwarming movies. And I don't like movies where parents just, like, I don't know, maybe that's why I just don't like Christmas movies. The whole parents, like, not believing in Santa or the Christmas spirit or the Christmas miracles, you know. And then suddenly, whoa!
Yeah.
I can't enjoy that shit.
What do you think of the Muppet Christmas Carol? Have you ever seen that?
I like that, yeah.
I'm completely.
Some people hate Muppets.
I definitely don't hate Muppets, but I don't understand why people love them as much as they do. Because there are a lot of people just fucking love the Muppets, and I don't get it. Like, they're fine. I don't know. Maybe I liked Muppet Babies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But the actual Muppet Show, when I used to watch it as a kid, I guess it wasn't really meant for kids. Maybe that's the problem.
Yeah, it was on late, wasn't it?
I don't even remember when the fuck it was on. Well, because when I watched it, like, when the fuck was the Muppet Show originally on? Was it in, like, the 70s?
Probably, yeah.
I really don't know. I guess I'm not educated when it comes to Muppets.
Yeah.
I liked Sesame Street.
Yeah.
So it's not like I have an aversion to that style of puppetry or anything. It's just the Muppets never did anything for me. Really.
Yeah. I remember going to a friend's house and the dad was obsessed. Like, he had merchandise and shit, and he owned like all kinds of Muppet VHS tapes and shit.
I had a Muppets guitar when I was a little kid that was it played music like a Jack in the Box. It had a little crank, but it wasn't a Jack in the Box because nothing popped out of it.
Yeah.
But I think it might have been a Muppet Babies guitar.
Really? Muppet Babies.
I loved Muppet Babies when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Muppet Babies.
God, how'd that go? You can't just stop there.
How did it go? When your world looks kind of weird and you wish that you weren't there. Just close your eyes and make believe and you can be anywhere.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. This is kind of a low-key, indifferent episode so far.
Yeah.
I don't really like this, but I don't really hate it. It's not that big a deal.
Christmas.
Yeah. I don't know. What are you thinking?
It's not a... only awesome thing about Christmas is, you know, all the presents.
Yeah. Presents were pretty awesome.
And helping the homeless. Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. You did that when you were, like, you did that up till...
Every fucking year, yeah.
Got up to probably, like, 2001?
Yeah.
Something like that? Your dad made you guys do that.
Yeah, it was all right. It wasn't for the homeless, though. It was for old people or, you know, just people that were disabled in some way. Like, they were too old. They couldn't get out of the house, really. They're all alone, but they live at home. We'd, you know, sit in the kitchen in a line and fill these trays with food. They put them in a bag with cookies, and then people would deliver them.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, like, they can't get out of the house, but they can get to a soup kitchen?
No, people delivered it. But a lot of people that worked there were homeless, and they got a free meal afterwards for, like, working.
That's funny. I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong with that. It's like giving them an honest day's work, and then they get something out of it.
Yeah.
And it's better than them just sleeping on the streets that day, but it's kind of funny to use homeless people to feed not so homeless people.
I think the last year I went, I was on my way in and I had to be, how old was I? Like, I was pretty old, but, this, this black guy in the street just walks by and goes, "Hey, man, can I have those pants?" I was like, "Oh, fuck. I can't do this anymore. We're in the hood.
Can I have those pants?" Just,
well, yeah, like I'm going to give you my fucking pants, asshole. Get the fuck out of here.
He thought you were going to say yes? Like, yeah. There's a 50-50 chance he's going to give them to me.
Yeah. Man.
Can I have those pants? Was that how it ended? You were just like, yep. No, I'm good.
Pretty much, yeah. I had no idea what to say.
I'm kind of using them right now.
Yeah.
And he was just like, "Oh, that's all right. That's cool, man."
Yeah.
And he just left?
That was it. Yep.
Wow. I would expect somebody who was asking for your pants on the street to be a little more aggressive than that.
Yeah.
Not just kind of indifferent. Like, "Hey, can I have those pants?"
Yeah.
"Well, I don't know. I kind of like these pants." "Well, it's all right. I'll ask somebody else."
He had pants.
Just going around asking people for pants all day until he gets... I guess that's kind of like the theory that, like, if you go around asking people to, like, asking girls to go back to your room with you.
Yeah.
If you ask enough girls, eventually you'll get one that says yes.
Yep.
I guess it's kind of the same theory. Like, if you go around asking people for their pants all day, eventually you'll get somebody to say yes. Yeah. I don't know. That's a weird
thing
to ask someone.
But, yeah, it was, it made me feel good, you know, give in a little bit.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm all about taking.
Yeah, yeah.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
But, this year, I think, there's a couple people I work with that are pretty misfortunate. Like, there's this woman who works in the receiving area of the store, you know, and that involves a lot of physical work.
Right.
She's, like, really old. She shouldn't be working this department, you know, where there's a lot of physical activity.
Lots of lifting and...
This poor woman, man, she'll return a bottle a day and she'll buy, like store brand soda, you know, and a banana for lunch.
Well, that's just dumb. Returning a bottle a day.
Yeah. Like, but she's so... she's such a nice lady, but I don't know what she's making, but she's definitely not in a perfect financial situation, so... Aldi and I thought about helping her out with like a gift card or something.
Hmm.
Not much, you know, just a little bit. She's a nice lady. You'd have to meet her.
The problem with stuff like that, when you actively like seek out an individual that you kind of sort of know, like that's, you might be wounding their pride, you know, like you might go to give this person a gift card and they're like, "Well, what the fuck do you, who do you think I am? Like, do I look like I need a handout to you?" Like it could go
that way. Yeah.
Like,
I didn't think about that. Shit.
"Hey, we noticed you look poor." Like, how do you broach that subject? How do you come up to her and go, "Hey,
goddamn,
you don't look very,
how do I say this?
Fortunate. You look like you're down on your luck. Basically, we don't actually know you.
Yeah.
So this is all just based on the fact that you look like shit, but we got this $20 gift card for you." I don't know how much money you were
paying. I might get a big 50. Fuck you, or a slap in the face. Who knows?
And then what do? You can't really, like, what if she's got the gift card already?
You're shedding some light on this. I don't think, I'm going to talk to Aldi. Yeah, fuck this. We're not giving her a gift card.
This is just how I rationalize not giving a fuck about everybody else. Don't bother caring because it could turn out bad. I mean, it could turn out good, but why take the risk?
Well, thank you for that, Kyle.
You're welcome. A little dose of cynicism.
A little extra for me.
For your holiday.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the whole thinking in pictures versus thinking in words thing that we talked about last time.
Yeah.
Marley Kins pointed out in the forums that, and I should have known this, it didn't occur to me because I wasn't in that mindset at the time, that that's probably kind of a right brain versus left brain thing. Like the right brain, and this is really boiling it down, it's really not this simple, but the right side of your brain is typically like the creative side.
Yeah.
And the left side of your brain is like the logical, reasonable, rational side.
Yes.
And so thinking in words would be more of like a left brain thing, and thinking in pictures would be more of like a right brain thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that odd because I've always considered myself kind of a creative person.
Yeah.
So it seems weird to me that like everything I've ever wanted to do involves like something vaguely artistic, you know, like drawing pictures, making music, painting, sculpting, you know, whatever.
All that good stuff, yeah.
So it makes sense to me that you would think in pictures because you're also a very creative person.
Yeah.
But I just felt like if I was going to be more one than the other, that I would be leaning more towards the right brain.
The right brain creative, thing. Yeah.
And so I kind of looked into it. I took three internet quizzes on the subject. which obviously those aren't exactly the authority on anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kind of shit, you know, tells you what Twilight cast member you're most like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's the same kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But I took them anyway, and they kind of proved me right in terms of not being worth anything, because the first one I took said I was 60% right brain and 40% left brain.
Okay.
Which sounds about right. That kind of makes sense, because, you know, if I was 60% right brain, that means I'm more creative, but I'm close enough to like 50-50 that it kind of makes sense that I would think a lot in words.
Yeah.
It sort of makes sense. The second one I took said I was 100% left brained. Like I answered no questions the way a right brained person would, apparently.
Yeah.
Which seems kind of unlikely. Like, I wouldn't think anybody would get that result.
Yeah.
So that one. And then the third one I took said I was 40% left brain and 61% right brain. So that one
is my favorite.
That one doesn't even add up to 100%. It adds up to 101%. But the results are close enough to the other one that I guess that's probably close, you know.
Yeah, you get a relative.
To being accurate.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm sort of kind of close to 50-50, but leaning more towards right brain.
Yeah.
And you, I'd actually like to see you take these quizzes, but we didn't do that.
I'm pretty sure I'd be obviously more right brain, you know, thinking in pictures and whatnot.
I would guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably more so than me.
Yeah.
But a friend of mine from high school, Jeff, who just recently registered on the forum, so welcome to the forums.
Welcome, Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff posted in the forums, he said, as regards thinking in words and or pictures, I have always been a vaguely visual thinker. As I write this sentence, I am thinking of how Kyle's capacity for speaking well may be connected to his thinking in words. And as I put that to paper, so to speak, the image I have in my mind is a vague notion of what Kyle looks like, which is surely a weird amalgam of how I remember him personally and how he actually looks at 27. So that last part has nothing to do with anything. But the rest of it, he's saying that he is a visual thinker. So I guess that would make him more right-brained,
yeah,
which makes sense because Jeff, as long as I've known him, has been really into drawing and stuff, and he still is.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know if I would say I have a capacity for speaking well. I think I have a capacity for speaking a lot. I don't know if that's really the same thing. But if I do have a capacity for speaking well, I guess that would make sense. Since I think in words all the time, it's easier for me to think of things to say because I'm always saying things anyway. It's just you can't always hear it. But he also said, I'm wondering, Kyle, if your thinking in words obfuscates or underscores your talent for visual arts. If you think in words, it would seem that drawing may not come easy, but since you can almost always draw what you intend to, perhaps your verbal thinking distances you from drawing a certain way or making certain drawing mistakes by habit might explain what you've called your absence of style. And what he's talking about there is, I've always, as long as I can remember, I've been into drawing. I always drew when I was a kid. I've always been into drawing, but I've been drawing for basically, I don't know.
Most of your life?
Like 20, 24 years. I don't know. You know, I've been drawing forever.
Yeah.
But I've never developed a style
like your
of
own
my own.
Style, yeah.
You know, like you can look at works by certain artists and you just know that that's who drew it or whatever. I've never developed a style of my own. And I guess what he's saying is maybe the fact that I'm not so creatively brained would mean that I'm thinking about it more in like an architectural sense.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking about how to draw what I'm drawing more than I'm thinking about what I'm drawing.
Yeah.
You know, more than I'm just picturing it and having it come out of my hand.
Yeah.
So I guess that would sort of make sense.
That makes sense.
It's a lot less interesting now, actually, than I thought it was at the time.
Well, I think the whole right brain, left brain thing is still a little bit in the dark because of you. Well, I guess if you're 50-50, that would make sense. But it's just weird that you're very well-spoken, very creative, and you still, like, you're more creative, I'd assume, but you still think in words, which is just weird.
It doesn't add up to
the theory of, you know, right brain versus left brain.
Well, of course, like I said in the beginning, it's not, you know, like I scored 60-40, but that doesn't actually mean 60% of what I do is all going on in my,
it's just based
in the
on
right side of my
quiz.
Brain. Like, yeah. It's all just silly bullshit. It's all boiling it down, simplifying it more than it really is.
Yeah.
I remember there was one time in, I think third grade or so that I was supposed to do this assignment. I forget what they called it. There was a person that would come in once a week or once a month or something like that and do kind of like a, in third grade, you know, the one teacher taught everything.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't have different classes, But there was a person who would come in every once in a while, and it was kind of like an art class segment of the class. And one time we were supposed to create pictures that were consisted entirely of straight lines. Like we were using rulers, and we weren't allowed to use any curves or anything like that. But because I think I'm a clever, tricky little bastard.
What'd you do?
I decided I wanted to draw a Ninja Turtle. And Ninja Turtles have, like, no straight lines on them.
Yeah.
So my workaround was that I drew tiny, 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 tiny little straight lines with my ruler. A whole bunch of them. Each one, you know, at a slightly different angle from the last.
Yeah.
So that from a distance, it looked like curved lines. And my teacher ended up pulling me out of the classroom.
Oh, what the fuck?
Well, first my teacher said that I was doing it wrong.
Bullshit.
And because I was a pussy, I got kind of upset and I started to, not like bawl, but I started to sort of cry. Like
you got upset.
Like,
yeah. What did I do wrong?
And you could see like my lip quivering like a faggot. And so the teacher pulled me out of the class into the hallway and like, I don't remember, had to console me because I'm some kind of art fag.
You're doing it wrong.
Except that I wasn't doing it wrong, the assignment, but I kind of was, because the whole point was to think about, you know, these lines, and instead I was trying to find a workaround instead of actually thinking about it the way I was supposed to.
That's fucking clever. Like, what other kid did that? I can't imagine any of them in your class did that. It's pretty clever, and in no way should a fucking teacher say you're doing it wrong when it comes to art, you know?
I've always been really... That's another reason, I think I mentioned this last episode when we were talking about it, another reason, or maybe I didn't, but I've always been really bad at math. Like, I'm bad at most of the things that people who are really left-brained should be good at.
Yeah.
Like, I was reading, here's something. When I took one of those quizzes, it gave an analysis for different skills.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was my verbal analysis, and I thought this one was really funny, because it said, you are not a verbal person, which I do this once a week and just talk for like an hour to an hour and a half. You are not a verbal person. When you process your thoughts, you tend to use very few words, which is the exact opposite of what I do, preferring instead to illustrate a problem or solution. You often find yourself in situations where it's hard for you to find the right words. I guess it depends on how you want to interpret that. Maybe I don't always find the right words, but I definitely find words with no problem.
Agreed.
Upon reading or hearing new information, you must first create a mental video before you can process and understand the information of your thoughts. That's kind of a weirdly worded sentence, but I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
For example, when giving directions, you probably use many gestures with your hands. No, I don't. I don't gesture much at all, actually. I'm almost like a retard in that way. Like my ability to gesture is broken. You probably use many gestures with your hands, such as pointing and leaning, and also refer to visual structures such as a McDonald's or the big tree instead of street names or exact mileage. I definitely don't refer to exact mileage because I have no concept of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would refer to the big tree, like turn left at the big tree.
Yeah.
Maybe a McDonald's. That's probably the most accurate part of that assessment. Yeah. But I'm bad at math. I'm bad at like directions. I'm bad at basically everything you're supposed to be good at.
Which
and
is, yeah, that's why it's so interesting.
I don't know if this has anything to do with that, but when I was a kid, my teachers practically, it was kind of funny. Like I remember in, I think like second grade in math class, they were teaching us multiplication and division. And the way I thought about multiplication, they wanted you to memorize your multiplication tables. Like they wanted you to just know like, well, the twos and the fives were easy. 2 times 2 is 4, you know.
Yeah.
5 times 5 is 25. That stuff was easy, but some of the other ones were hard, and they wanted you to just memorize them. But I couldn't do it. Like, for some reason, I had to think of what it actually meant. Like if you were like, what's 6 times 8? Yeah. I would sit down. I would take my pencil. I would draw 8 dots going one way.
Yeah.
And then from the first dot, I would draw 6 dots going down, and then I would fill it out like a grid.
Yeah.
And then I would count all the dots.
Yeah.
And that's how I would come up with my answer. And I know 6 times 8 is 48 now, but
yeah. I had it all memorized. Like
I couldn't do it. I couldn't memorize it. So I was always the last one to finish any of the tests and stuff, but I usually got the answers right.
Yeah.
So they basically thought I was kind of like math retarded.
Slow.
But the very next year, I was put in like the gifted reading program or whatever. So I'm like, on the one hand, like the teachers the year before basically think I'm retarded.
Yeah.
And the teachers the next year think I'm gifted. For different reasons, but
yeah.
And I remember also in like first or second grade, my teachers insisting that I held my pencil wrong. And that was what was slowing me down. And I think it was had something to do with the math stuff, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm holding my pencil wrong, and that's slowing me down. You didn't see all the fucking dots on my homework?
But anyway, that's retarded, yeah.
They think I'm holding... Because I didn't figure this out until, like, high school, but I hold my pencil. I'm right-handed, but I hold it like a lefty, kind of pointing back at me. You're supposed to kind of hold it pointing away from you.
Yeah.
And I think the reason I learned to hold it that way is because my dad's left-handed, and I learned to write and to draw and stuff from watching him.
Yeah.
But I had no idea at the time why I held my pencil the way I did. I just knew that's how I held it, and that's how it felt comfortable.
Yeah, natural.
And so they gave me those stupid rubber pencil grips.
Yeah, I remember
that
those.
That, like, have the little indentations where your fingers are supposed to go.
Yeah.
I hated those fucking things, and it actually slowed me down.
I bet, yeah.
I was also really bad at cursive. I don't know what side of the brain that has to do with.
Cursive's bullshit anyway.
It is. It's
if you can write, you know, in print, do it. It's more legible. Fuck off.
And the thing about cursive is it's supposed to speed you up.
Yeah.
It slows me way the fuck down. I know why it's supposed to speed you up, because you don't ever really have to pick your pencil up.
Yep. Yep. That's the point. Yeah.
But I have to, it's like I'm drawing the letters when I try to write in cursive. Yeah. Like, I have to think about the shapes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated, but.
Yeah. You know what's weird? In some of the art classes, the teachers told me, if your writing is clean and neat, you're more of a, you know, creative person.
Really? Because, I would think that's the exact opposite of.
Because your writing isn't the greatest.
No, my writing looks exactly the same now as it did when I was in, like, fifth grade, except my spelling is better and the letters are smaller. Other than that, it looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
it's legible, but it's they're not well structured letters.
Yeah, mine's gotten a lot better, thank God. Because I had a problem. My shit looked horrible. But it's weird because not every girl, but a lot of girls, their writing is so clean and neat. And
I think
girly.
They do that on purpose. In fact, I know, like, my one of my ex girlfriends. She, you know, lowercase A's. They teach you to write them. At least here, they teach you to write them as, like, kind of like a circle with a stick
at the end
on the back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes in print, you'll see they have that, like, little hat on them. I don't know.
Like
the little curve over the top.
Yeah, like a stem.
And most people I know don't write like that. Well, she did, and I asked her once where the fuck she learned to write like that, because that's not how they teach you to write. She said, oh, I decided it looked better, so around, like, seventh grade, I just taught myself to do it that way. So I think girls actively think about it, about their handwriting, and decide, this is how I want to write.
Yeah.
I didn't. That was not my thought process at all.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird because a lot of girls have really nice, clean handwriting, but they suck at drawing. And
yeah.
And they don't even consider themselves creative, you know.
I think a lot of people just don't ever even try. Like, I obviously there are, you have tendencies and, you know, certain people are going to have more innate talent for that kind of thing than others. But I think anybody who tries and started early enough, like, could do it.
Oh, yeah.
I think most people just don't care. And they never really try.
Yeah, they just think you're born with it.
Yeah, like
retards.
And it's not quite true. I mean, look at my drawings from third grade. They're not masterpieces.
Yeah, you just take interest and develop the skill, like everything else.
When you were a little kid,
did
you if you were asked to draw people, did you draw stick figures? Like when you were pretty little, like
really little,
like elementary school, like
I did,
first grade. If somebody asked you to draw a picture of your family, would you have drawn stick figures?
Ooh, first grade. Well, shit, I'm sorry. No, I didn't in first grade. Kindergarten, yes. Preschool, yes.
But I didn't go to preschool, and I can't remember for certain, but I don't think I remember being in an art class once later in school, and the teacher asked us to draw people.
Yeah.
Like, draw a picture of yourself or draw your family or whatever, and draw it the way you would have drawn it when you were in, might have been kindergarten.
Yeah.
And most people drew stick figures, and I drew this horrible drawing.
Yeah.
But, like,
it's a one up from the stick figure. Yeah.
It's like the difference between normal handwriting and, like, bubble writing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, where there's actually, like, outlines to it and it's rounded.
Yeah.
That's kind of what my people looked like stick figures, only without the sticks, like the sticks, like fat stick figures.
Yeah.
And the teacher said, oh, that's interesting because most people draw stick figures because most people think very representational, very symbolic. Like, you ask them to draw a tree and they'll draw, like, a triangle with a stick underneath it, or like a cloud shape with a stick underneath it. Or if you ask them to draw a person, they'll draw stick figures. You know, they think, like, in symbols.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you were at least trying to draw what a person looks like. And I was like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, draw what you see.
Right, that's what I was always trying to do. I just wasn't ever very good at it as a little kid.
Yeah, like if you're drawing a hand, you're not drawing like five sticks. You're
right.
It looks like shit, but yeah, you're drawing fingers. You know,
I still did stupid
things.
You
have a hand in front of you.
I still did stupid things, like if I was drawing something that was supposed to be metal, I would grab the silver crayon and just color it in, because I had no concept of the fact that like a reflection isn't just a color.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Draw a mirror. I'd just color the whole thing in silver.
Yeah, symbolism. There's blue water. Yeah.
Does it look silver to you when you look at it? Well, no. At least water does look blue, you know, if you're from a certain distance. And it's,
yeah.
I don't know where I was going with any of this.
Well,
I do, while we're still on the subject of the whole left brain, right brain thing, I do want to talk about when you look at the list of like things that are associated with being right brained and things that are, or with the right side of the brain and things that are associated with the left side of the brain.
Yeah.
The right side of the brain is things like math and, spatial reasoning and logic and rationality and, you know, all these things that sound pretty good.
You mean the left side?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I get that confused a lot. Actually, that's another thing.
Yeah.
I get the whole left, right thing confused. For some reason, I want the left side to be the creative side.
Because your dad,
my dad's left-handed, and he used to talk about how he read somewhere that left-handed people are more creative.
Yeah.
And I think he also said that people with attached earlobes are more creative, which I think he only believes because he's both left-handed and has attached earlobes. And like mine dangle, and I'm right-handed, so I guess I'm a fucking retard. But anyway, but the whole, yeah, plus it kind of makes sense because I think the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so it's
still
confusing, yeah.
Still, I want it to be the left side of the brain that's the creative side. And I think that this is completely unrelated, except that it's sort of similar. For some reason, you know, like during voting season, when they talk about the Democrats and the Republicans and they talk about red states and blue states.
Yeah.
For some reason, I want that to be the other way around, too.
Really?
Like in my head, Democrats should be red. Republicans should be blue. I'm not sure why. I think maybe it's because
I have no idea.
The only thing I can come up with is that like Democrats, if you're like, if you're talking shit about Democrats, you might refer to them as socialists.
Yeah.
Like communists, like the red party. I don't know. That's the only thing I can come up with, but I want Democrats to be red and Republicans to be blue. I don't know why. Anyway.
But yeah, side of the brain.
Okay, yeah, the left side of the brain is the, yeah, it's
logic
and
structure.
All that crap, which all sounds pretty good. You get to the right side of the brain and it's like creativity. Awesome. And then the rest of it's like being an irrational fuck. Like, it's like intuition and emotions and just all this bullshit. That's if you're really dominant on that side of your brain, it's like you're a fucking girl. it's like you're retarded, which are the same thing. It's weird because like on the one hand, it's like it almost gives you bragging rights in a certain sense to be like, oh, I'm very right brain. I'm very creative, but it also makes you a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, like if you get in an argument with someone, it doesn't really matter if you're making any sense to you because you're very passionate and you're thinking with your heart instead of your head. Like, and you make rash decisions, you know, split second decisions based on no facts whatsoever.
Yeah. It's funny. I was at work and I was in the break room and Law and Order SVU was on, and it was some episode where there was this chick who had Down syndrome. She was raped, but I had to laugh out loud because we were talking about the right left brain thing, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they visit this school and they go into, you know, the special needs class, and they're all doing artwork all day long. So artists are just basically retarded.
It does kind of seem like that though, because all the smart stuff is on the left side of the brain, and all the crazy ass shit is on the right
side. I'm crazy.
Yeah. So I guess if I like had to pick one, like if I was allowed to pick one, but I had to pick one, it had to be all one or the other, I guess I would go with the left side.
Yeah.
I mean, it would kind of suck not to really have any interest in drawing anymore, but at least I wouldn't be nuts.
Yeah. Survival.
Yeah. So I guess that's all I really wanted to say about that stuff.
That was good.
Well, anyway, on with the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Orion, how old were you when you had your first beer?
Ooh, I think I was 4 years old. I took a sip out of my mom's tall boy, Budweiser, and she made me finish it.
She made you finish it?
Yeah.
Wow. Your mom.
I don't remember much after that, but
I think I had my first sip of beer probably, I don't know, when I was 7 or something. But it tasted like shit.
Yeah, and, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was given to me because I was like, hey, I want to try some of daddy's drink. And he's like, you know, no, you don't. And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, okay, here you go. And I was like, oh, you were right. Remind me not to question you again. Of course, I did question him again. But anyway, this kid, I was going to say has a leg up on you, but it sounds like you guys are pretty much on par with each other.
A drunk 4-year-old is accused of stealing Christmas presents from his neighbors, and there's a lot more to this bizarre story. Good evening. Thanks for joining us.
It may be one of the strangest stories we've ever reported to you. Now, it all begins at a house in Middle Valley where a child escapes his home in the middle of the night. News Channel 9's Karen Zaklak sat down with the child's mother today to hear how this all happened. Karen.
Kim, it's a strange story, but also a sad one. April Wright is 21 years old and is going through a divorce with her husband, who's in jail. She's not sure how her 4-year-old managed to escape, open a beer, and steal the neighbor's presents from under the tree. But to
wow.
So her husband's in jail, so right. That makes sense. And her kid, her 4-year-old got drunk.
Fucking 4 years old.
And stole the presents from the neighbor's house. Did you happen to steal anything after finishing your beer?
No. Wow.
Oh, good times. Merry Christmas.
Today, she's just glad he's okay and says she won't let it happen again. This 4-year-old little boy, Hayden Wright, was found.
Of course, his name is fucking Hayden.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. You don't like that name.
Hey, yet. I have a nephew named Hayden, too. I probably shouldn't talk shit, but it's one of those fucking names. Like, it's one of those new names. I don't know. You know, it's not actually a new name, but it's one of those.
It's becoming more common. Yeah.
It's one of those Hayden. Popular names, like Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, yeah.
The fucking emo Darth Vader. That's actually who my nephew is named after, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad. Wow. Poor kid.
That is sad.
Hopefully, Hayden Christensen in Star Wars probably was very right-brained.
That's not cool.
I'm just saying. Anyway.
Early Tuesday morning, wandering the streets of his neighborhood, officers say he was wearing a little girl's dress.
It just gets better and better.
Yeah. So this kid.
So it's a cross-dressing 4-year-old with a beer wandering the neighborhood. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see what else happens.
And drinking a beer.
Biggest concern was him being out there, being kidnapped, getting ran over, the alcohol, having to have a stomach pump.
His mother, April Wright, says she woke up that night panicked at 1:40.
Keeping God. With the holiday spirit, his mother looks like a Christmas ham.
She does look very concerned.
She, like, if someone was casting this role,
yeah,
she would be picked. Right? she looks
it's
like
too appropriate. Yeah,
she looks like the kind of parent who would let their kid wander the neighborhood in a dress, drinking a beer. Although apparently she didn't do it on purpose.
45 a.m. to find Hayden gone.
Wright says they put safety devices on all the doorknobs to make sure the kids couldn't get out, but Hayden was somehow able to break this whole thing off the doorknob and then get out into the street.
I wonder if this had happened before, because I don't remember anybody having to prevent me from breaking out of the house when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And these protective devices to keep him from turning the doorknob. It's like a plastic bubble over the doorknob that, like,
yeah, I've seen these things. Yeah.
It's loose fitting. So if you grabbed it, it would turn by itself. You wouldn't be able to turn the doorknob.
But if you grab it tight enough, it'll
apparently this kid busted it right off. Like, he really had places to go. But yeah, it's kind of like the whole, like, parents who keep their kids on leashes, that whole mentality,
yeah.
Like, they're not animals. Just tell them they can't go outside.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Apparently. And like you said, he must have, yeah, he must have had a problem, like, getting out of the house. You know?
Used his fucking retard strength and busted that thing right off of there.
Once he escaped, Wright says her 4-year-old followed his father's footsteps and was found here on Blue Spruce Drive drinking alcohol.
He runs away trying to find his father. He wants to get in trouble so he can go to jail. Because that's where his daddy is.
The Hamilton.
Of course.
Yeah, well, I guess.
That's touching, yeah.
Kind of. In a retarded sort of way.
I just want to be with Daddy.
I just want to be with my criminal Daddy. Daddy drank a lot of beer and cross-dressed and stole things from the neighbors, so that's how he got there.
Yeah, it's sad that the mom's so fucked up, so you know the kid's probably fucked, but because at first the kid sounds pretty badass. He grabs a beer, gets out, steals some presents.
And puts on a dress.
Well, yeah, but, that too, but
yeah,
he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Flipping the bird to the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I wonder what, they said it was like at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So, because the whole time I'm picturing him wandering the neighborhood in broad daylight, because they keep showing pictures of the neighborhood in broad daylight.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining this drunk 4-year-old just wandering down the street in the middle of the day at like noon in a dress. Apparently that's not what happened. I think it'd be even weirder to see a 4-year-old boy in a dress with a beer at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I would.
County Sheriff's Office report says Hayden rang the doorbell here a few houses down, and the neighbor answered, finding the child holding a partially drank 12-ounce cold Bud Light beer.
Got it out of my father's cooler in the back, and how he got it open, I don't understand, because it's one of those tab beers.
What the fuck?
He busted the safety thing off the door and broke out of the house.
The house.
But you don't know how in the world he got a beer open?
It's
one of those tab beers. You know, one of those newfangled cans with the tab?
Yeah.
Flip the little thing up and it makes a hole in the can. Like, I can barely do it myself.
I don't know how
he could do it. Maybe it was the PCP I gave him.
But it doesn't stop there. The report says Hayden then snuck into a neighbor's house through an unlocked front door.
Okay.
Yeah, this...
I just have to point out that apparently he went to the neighbor's door.
A few houses down.
Rang the doorbell. They answered. They opened the door. They saw a 4-year-old with a beer.
Yep.
Drunk. At their doorstep. And apparently they said, run along home, Junior, and shut the door. And they were just like, yeah, this happens, you know. This neighborhood used to be such a nice place. So, and then he just kept wandering the streets.
Like, yeah, that's fucked up.
You didn't call the parents, or if you didn't know who his parents were, you didn't bring him in the house and call the police or call somebody. You just let him go. You're just like, well, I guess his parents are okay with it. Who am I to say? I don't want to parent somebody else's kid.
Yeah. Apparently this kid and his family lives on Stupid Street. They're
right.
All idiots.
They're like, well, this isn't your house. I mean, this is normal behavior for a kid, but this isn't your house. I understand. You know, sometimes I get drunk and I wander up to the wrong house too. It's no big deal. You probably live down the street somewhere. Just keep trying doors until you find your house.
Yeah.
And stole 5 wrapped Christmas gifts, one of which was a girl's brown dress, which Hayden was wearing when police found him.
Going to the neighbor's house and taking their presents. It's very embarrassing.
Wright admits she was not just embarrassed, but scared, and rushed to the hospital that night with Hayden, who's now fine. Today, she says she tries to be a good mother and loves her son, but now feels like a failure.
Kids do things like this.
No, they don't.
Kids do this.
Kids do things like this. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't. Your kid is the only one ever to have done things like this.
Now she feels like a failure.
Man, kids do things like this. You know, one day they're wiping their boogers on the wall, and the next day they're wandering the streets in a dress with a beer. 1 in the morning. It's just kids, you know? It's,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
And, I mean, it's out of your control. You can only do the best you can as a mother. I mean, everybody makes a mistake. It was an honest mistake.
They just cut her off.
Yeah.
Everybody makes a mistake. It was an honest...
That's yeah, shut up, lady. Bitch. Yeah. But they never explain if the house the kid broke into was the same house that he rang the doorbell at.
It sounds like it wasn't.
Yeah, like he went to a different house, went in through the back, and stole the presents.
But I almost hope it was the same house, because it's like, fuck you people. I'm 4 years old. I'm drunk. You don't care? Well, I don't care about you then. I'm going to steal your presents. I don't know why everybody talks like this in that neighborhood.
Yeah. This is fucking great.
Wright did meet with Child Protective Services today, who told her she will get to keep custody of Hayden. We did get a hold of the owner of the house where the presents were stolen on the phone, but she said she didn't want to comment. Kim.
Karen, thank you.
Oh, man, no comment.
Yeah, no comment.
Damn.
maybe it was the same house, and that's why they didn't want to come in.
Whoops. Like, yeah, I don't know if I should say anything before I speak with a lawyer. Because I let a four-year-old wander the streets. At least the mom didn't know where he was. Like, this guy or girl or whatever knew.
Yeah.
There's a drunk four-year-old wandering the neighborhood, and they just didn't care.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah. Get out of here. Get off my lawn. And does nobody in this neighborhood lock their doors? Like,
yeah, he just snuck into the back.
Apparently the mom doesn't lock her doors. I mean, it's not impossible if the kid can break the fucking plastic bubble off the door. Maybe he can work a lock.
Yeah.
But he's 4 years old. If you have a deadbolt on the door, he probably can't even reach it.
Yeah.
You know, I guess maybe if he can use his retard strength to break this little bubble off the door, maybe he just ripped the door right off the hinges. I don't know. But the neighbors apparently didn't lock their door either. Because he just goes to the back door and opens it and goes in and steals their presents. Yeah. Nobody in this, where the fuck do you live that nobody locks their doors? I mean, it doesn't sound like.
Where there's no black people.
Just judging from the mother.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like the greatest neighborhood in the world.
Yeah, not at all.
So, you know, it's not like like Pleasantville, like yeah. In like 1950s, you know, nobody locks their doors. Why would we lock our doors?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't even have locks on our doors. Nothing ever happens in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Like,
her husband's in jail or prison. So, and her kid drinks beer and wanders the street. Nobody locks their doors. Did your parents lock the doors when you were a kid? Because mine did.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And it was a good neighborhood. Yeah. So
that's why the locks are there. Like I said, we don't even have locks on our doors. There's no place where you don't have locks on your doors.
Yeah.
That's why they're there.
Yeah, doors have locks, so you use them.
If your kid breaks out of the house, maybe, you know, take every precaution possible.
Yeah.
You just deadbolt it, lock the regular lock, you know, the key lock. If you have more than one lock, lock them all.
Yeah.
Put the little bubble on there.
Oh, the bubble.
Put one of those, like, baby gates in front of it.
All this, yeah.
Chain a Doberman up near the door.
Yeah. All this fucking child safety bullshit. They have books, you know. Just like a whole book you read just to protect your entire home.
So you think your kids are retarded. Step one.
This table has corners.
Yeah.
We've got to get rid of this.
Got to put little like plastic or rubber stoppers on anything with a corner.
Yeah.
Because my kid has a weird tendency to just bang his head into things. Like on purpose. I don't know what he's trying to do. Silence the voices.
Yeah.
Plus, anything that's could be poisonous or is just small enough to be swallowed, put that someplace where they can't reach it, preferably in a safe outside of your house, in a storage unit somewhere.
Yeah.
Because otherwise the kid's going to find it.
Yeah. It's kids like this that made all the toys gay.
Yeah.
You know, like toy guns. Yeah, they're all neon or clear.
Well, I guess it could be kids like this, but that's because if it looked too realistic.
The cops will fire. Like
some 4-year-old kid pulls a toy gun and the cop shoots him. Because
well, he had a gun.
He had a gun. What was I supposed to do?
Yeah.
He had a gun and a beer.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a dress. He's crazy.
But yeah, all the cool toys with like the little figurines, like Voltron with the little guys you could put in each lion, you know?
Yeah.
They got rid of that because some asshole kid ate people.
Not suitable for children under the age of 35.
Fucking assholes.
I'm surprised Legos are still on the market. To be honest.
That's a good point, yeah.
I guess they're just a big enough company that they can just kind of get around it. Like they're popular enough that people are willing to risk infant death.
Yeah.
Although, from what I gather, the people who are really, really into Legos are adults.
Yeah.
Like people who wished they had a shitload of Legos when they were a kid. So now they just spend all their money on Legos. They have like everything.
Yeah. You don't see parents buying Legos for the kids anymore.
Which is too bad because it's a pretty kick-ass toy.
Like, yeah.
And it inspires creativity.
Yeah. You can use your imagination.
I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, no.
Wait for it. Now that I told you to wait for it, it's going away. Fuck me.
Well, that's not good because my sickness started with sneezing. I hope you're not getting sick.
Nah.
I hope so, too. For a shitty Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, everybody. Disease. Hey, you want to hear an awesome segue?
Yeah. What's up?
Speaking of disease.
Yeah.
Sometimes people clean things to prevent diseases because you disinfect, you know, and then you won't get, you won't spread germs and stuff.
Yeah.
Speaking of that,
yeah.
See how clever that was?
Yeah, that was great.
There's this commercial floating around
I guess it was on TV at some point, although I never saw it on TV, but it's online. And it's for a, I guess, a green cleaning product.
Which yeah.
I don't give two shits about any green products. Like, and when I say that, I don't mean, like, fuck them. I just mean I really don't care. Like, I guess if that's the cheapest alternative and it works, then fine.
Yeah.
But I don't care. But it's kind of anti-regular cleaning products.
Yeah, like an organic kind of.
And it starts out kind of like I feel that sneeze coming again.
Mm-hmm.
Here it comes. Yeah. Did I get you? Because I didn't have time to cover no, myself.
You didn't get me. I'm fine.
Okay, good.
That would. But yeah. You're dying.
All right. It starts out kind of like one of those scrubbing bubbles ads. It's like a parody of that. There's these little soap bubbles.
Yeah. So,
well, here's that part.
Shiny suds, we're shiny suds. We shine like only shiny suds. Shiny suds do a shine-tastic job. A shine-tastic job.
Okay, so there's this woman, she goes into the bathroom, she's cleaning up the shower and the bathtub, and there's all these happy bubbles singing this song, scrubbing around.
Yep.
It's just like one of those scrubbing bubbles commercials. And then it fades to black, and then it fades back up, and she comes back into the bathroom, she's ready to take a shower, and the bubbles are still there, they're just kind of hanging out.
Yep.
Breakfast in 20!
Morning!
You've forgotten us already?
Oh. Why are you still here?
We're still here because you sprayed us here.
What chemical residue left over from your cleaner?
Made from toxic ingredients.
We give you the impression of clean.
And then we get to watch you clean.
Now, if you'd please.
Rubby dubby, baby.
You don't want to be late for work.
Oh, yeah. Get in the tub, please.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, so now she's in the shower, showering, and all the bubbles are still there watching and kind of...
Rub-a-dubba.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. Don't want to be late for work.
Commenting. So.
Wow, look at you. Know, you.
Jim is doing wonders on your core.
Use the loofah.
Loofah, 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 loofah.
Okay, and there at the end, text comes up on the screen that says, you deserve to know what chemicals are in your cleaning products.
Yeah.
So the whole point is the regular cleaning products leave these chemicals behind, and it's kind of a joke, like it leave these bubbles represent the chemicals, and they're bad, so the bubbles are bad, and they're... sort of, I guess, sexually aggressive. They're, you know, it's like a construction worker whistling at a hot girl walking by. Like, it's shitty. I mean, it's douchey, but it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But they are watching her shower, so they're watching her naked.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a slightly bigger deal. But this commercial was pulled from the air because there's a little article accompanying this. Many viewers were put off by the video, finding the image of a woman sexually harassed by her household products disturbing, and the use of such behavior as a cleaning joke, genre of jokes, as is a cleaning joke insensitive to assault victims. After receiving numerous complaints, Method, that's the name of the company.
Method brand, yeah.
Method took the video offline. Well, they had it on their website or something. I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is, people find this ad offensive.
Yes.
They
of course.
Like the bubbles are rapists, and this is somehow insensitive to women who have been raped, assaulted.
Come on.
Like, it's a joke, and it's not even like they don't even do anything except watch. And on top of that, the whole point is like you're either supposed to laugh or you're supposed to be disturbed or some combination of the two. Like that's the point. The bubbles are the bad guy.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be bad. They are the bad guy. And yet for some reason, these people are seeing it as like the company is the bad guy. Like the company is okay with this behavior when the whole point is that they're not. They're saying switch to our product because this behavior is representative of the competition.
Yeah.
So
fucking idiots out there, man.
And I heard one person, because I was reading a little discussion about the commercial, and there was this girl saying that actually you should be offended as a guy as well, because it paints guys as sexually aggressive and as assaulters. I can't think of the right word for that. But They're bubbles. They're soap bubbles. Like every time you see someone who is male on TV, that doesn't mean that that's all males. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like every time you see a black guy on TV, doesn't mean that's all black guys. Yeah. Like that's just this one black guy. Like if you saw a commercial that featured a black guy, like if you saw a KFC commercial where a black guy is talking about how awesome fried chicken is, that commercial isn't racist.
Yeah, I believe
that is a guy who likes fried chicken.
Yeah, they would pull that.
Happens to be black.
Yeah,
they're not even people; they're bubbles. But they're supposed to be male and they're being sexually aggressive. Fine.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and it's a clever ad. They get their point across, you know. And if it has that edge of, you know, the aspect of being disturbing, that's kind of the point. It'll help you remember the product.
Exactly. Either way, you're going to remember it because you're either going to laugh at it or you're going to be disturbed by it or some combination of the two.
Yeah, because it's a brand new company for all I know. You know, I've never heard of this brand method.
And now I have, and now we're talking about it.
Yeah.
So they kind of got their point across, but except that they didn't get their point across because the people who are upset don't seem to understand that the bubbles are the bad guys. You're not supposed to be rooting for the bubbles. You're not supposed to go, this is awesome and acceptable behavior. The whole point is that it's not acceptable behavior.
Yeah. That's so hard to grasp.
Apparently, every time you see, like if you watched a movie and there was a rape scene in it, would you be like, this movie is pro-rape? Yeah. You just assume because it's in there? Yes. Like everything that's in this movie is, the people who wrote it are pro that thing?
Yeah.
Like if you watch Harry Potter, do you think that the J.K. Rowling is pro-evil wizards because there happen to be a few of them in the movie?
Yeah. Like, it's irrational. Yeah.
I don't understand.
It gives me a headache trying to comprehend their thought process. These fucking people.
I saw it was on Facebook. Somebody posted this on Facebook. That's where I found it.
Yeah.
And that's where the little discussion was happening. And I commented and I said, I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Because this girl had commented and said it was disgusting and disturbing and horrible.
Yeah.
And I commented, I said, I kind of liked it. But then again, I hate women. And that was when she went into her thing about how guys should hate it too, because it paints guys in a negative light, because it makes them look like they're rapists,
yeah,
basically.
All right.
And I said, oh shit, I didn't know I was the soap bubble. I didn't know the soap bubble was me. Now I hate this commercial.
Yeah.
It's so dumb.
Oh man.
It's such a weird thing to make a big issue out of too.
Yeah.
Like it would, I could understand if there was like, okay, the bubbles are like, yeah, take it off, baby. Get in there. Use the loofah. And then they were like, all right, guys, commence rape. And then there's like a graphic scene of bubbles going in and out of her vagina. And she's like, she's crying. And she has to call into work later. And she stops talking to all of her friends. And she contemplates suicide. Like, yeah. Okay. All right. That's maybe taking it a bit far.
That'd be the best commercial ever.
Yeah, I probably would still kind of like it. But yeah, okay. Yeah, that's taking it a bit far.
Yeah.
But this is like, this is nothing. It's nothing.
Oh, God. Why do idiots have to ruin everything good this world?
They can't
we have like another planet Earth we can throw them on?
I know. It's stuff like this. It's arguments like this that start to make me lose my faith in humanity.
Yeah.
Like, it inspires misanthropy. Like it's like a hatred of your own kind.
Yeah.
Like, is this where we are really as a human race?
Yeah. Well, Aldi said before, this is one of her quotes, she'll strangle anything that's bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to start a club, like a fight club, but I'd call it Rape Club, where, you know, we'd get a bunch of people to join underground. Mm-hmm. It would be underground. And we would just rape everyone that's full of shit. Everyone. Just, it'd probably be all guys, but, you know. We'd have the one up.
And Orion's rape fetish surfaces again. I'm
dead fucking serious. I want to hate fuck all these people.
I do want to point out real quick that I was looking at the article as we were talking about this, and I realized that, I don't know, missed it the first time I read it, but it wasn't on TV. It was a viral video that was floating around the internet, and they pulled it, but it's obviously still on the internet because that's how I found it. Yeah, a rape club where we rape anyone who's bullshit.
Yeah, that's full of shit.
Well, same thing. Yeah. I don't know if I would join that club.
Well, okay. That's cool.
I don't.
We would make the world a better place.
I don't think you would because I doubt they would see things from your point of view after being raped by you. I think they would probably just whine about the fact that they had just been raped.
Yeah.
So, like, they were already whiny and whining about bullshit. Now you're giving them a valid reason to complain.
Yeah.
So, I don't know about your rape club.
Rape murder club?
Okay, yes. As long as you murder them afterwards so they can't complain. Perfect. Everyone who ever rapes should murder the person afterwards.
who's got my back? But anyways. No,
Aileen, maybe.
All right.
I wonder how many times Mark had to skip ahead in this episode. I think at this point, we should probably wrap this up.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of rape, we should wrap this up.
Right. Because I don't understand. I don't understand the connection, but yes.
All right.
Speaking of rape, speaking of ending people's lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can email me at Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Register in the forums. Discuss our crazy bullshit.
Yeah. Discussion.
Order some stickers, which
become a fan on the Facebook.
Still need to go out.
Yeah.
Become a fan on the Facebook. Check us out on Twitter. I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I always do that. I'm like, oh, what else do we? I should write this down on a piece of paper and hang it in front of me.
I'll just carve it into the wall by the computer. Yeah.
Facebook, stickers, forums, donate.
Yeah.
Send us all your money for this
Merry
quality
Christmas
entertainment.
To us.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will check you next week.
I'm going to bed.